Today from the Ohio Newsroom, promoting civil discourse on campus. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Many Ohio universities erupted in protests last spring over the Israel-Hamas war. And with the upcoming election, Ohio universities are preparing for more tense political discussion. In preparation, some are launching civil discourse initiatives. Case Western Reserve University started an advisory group to promote respectful debate. Baldwin Wallace is requiring freshmen to take a class on depolarization. And Ohio Wesleyan University is offering a new certificate for navigating divisive conversations. Carlin Crowley is the chief academic officer at Ohio Wesleyan University. Hello, Carlin.
Hi, Kendall.
First, can you kind of just tell us what civil discourse is? What defines that, and how does it look different than what happened on Ohio campuses previously?
Civil discourse is really the practice of humans deliberating about matters that are important in ways that seek to expand knowledge and understanding, as opposed to leading immediately to difficulties and conflict. You know, it's not so much about civility in the sense of politeness. It's really about engaging in ideas that are important for the public and for democracy.
And how do you train someone to be able to engage with those ideas?
So you equip them with skills like learning to know how to take perspective, how to understand someone else's point of view, how to seek common ground in a conversation, especially when it's becoming heated.
Why is that so hard? What are the challenges to having these contentious conversations on campus today?
One of the things we know is that students on campuses feel really less inclined to share their ideas. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we're seeing a number of protests at many campuses that the American public has been reading about in the news. And there's really a middle ground where if we can equip students with how to talk to one another, and even faculty and staff, then we have a chance of not fighting. Or even if we disagree, we can figure out how to still stay in community.
Then we have kind of like on this meta level, the view of colleges and universities themselves is becoming more politically polarized. A 2023 Gallup poll found that confidence in the institution of higher education has declined sharply. So given this distrust, how does like an online training program make a difference?
College is supposed to train students to be able to be thriving members in society. Employers want team players who can figure out how to resolve a conflict in a team. And so we have to work as colleges extra hard, not only to restore public trust, but to demonstrate the value of what we do. And this is one of the ways we can demonstrate that value.
I also do think that some protesters push back against the concept of civility itself. They argue that promoting this idea of civility might only work to preserve the status quo. What's your response to that idea?
I get that. I get that concern, and I don't think that's what this is. You know, to be an effective citizen in a democracy means to be a Swiss Army knife. And so whether you choose to intervene in an interaction that's one-on-one, or to try to change people's minds in a group, or then if none of that is working and you've exhausted every possibility, then protest may be an avenue that you need to take. We just want to make sure that students understand they have choice, because choice is really important.
Carlin Crowley is the chief academic officer at Ohio Wesleyan University. Thank you so much, Carlin.
It's been such a pleasure, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.